Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody that's here with us in person tonight. Glad to have you with us on all of our social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, any of those phone live streaming. Thank you for being there also. If you need that number, please call the church office. We'll be glad to give that to you, or I'll give that to you here in person. You're in for a treat tonight. This is our fifth Sunday night sing, and so you're going to be blessed by those who are going to use the talents and gifts and abilities that God has given to them. So just wanted to say welcome to you there. If you have access to our church website, go to highlandbaptistchurch.com, download the bulletin there under the info tab, as well as the children's worship bulletins. You can send those to anybody you want, and with the links there. The prayer list is also under that same link, so be sure to download that and keep those people in your prayers. We do want to encourage you, while you're on the website, go to the far right hand side and click that Give Online tab. You can do your online giving in an easy platform there, a one-time gift, a recurring gift. You can do that in person too, or you can do that with your envelope, so be sure to do that. And then also, don't forget Christmas backpacks. Those will be returned back in the middle of October. I believe it's somewhere around October 13th. You got several weeks to get those back in to us. Thank you for those who've already turned those in, but when you do turn those in, make sure you see one of us, myself, Miss Amy, if you bring it during the week, so we can get you checked off of the list that you brought yours back in, so we don't come hunting you when you've already brought yours. So, if you've not signed up, we've had a lot of people sign up this morning, those who signed up this last week for our pictorial directory. Want to encourage you to do that. If you're at home and you want to be a part of this, please call the church office this week. We'll make sure to get you on the schedule also, in that we will even come to your house there and take the pictures. I know some of you aren't able to come out, and we'll be able to come by and take the pictures there of you. Even if you're there at the nursing home, we'll be able to do that. So just want to remind you of that. Let me just say another word to remind you too, that this, for what we're doing for this part, is only a 15-minute time slot. So it's just for your family unit, you and your kids, or you as an individual, or you and your spouse, that kind of thing. We can do larger family groups at a different time. You'll be able to set that up with Olivia for a later time, so we'll get you that information so you can do that. But we only have 15-minute time slots, and we want to keep things moving as quickly as possible, but not too rushed. And so if you're one of those who have volunteered to help, expect a phone call this week if I've not talked to you this morning yet, or I'll try to get with you if you're here tonight. So just wanted to remind you that. Scan that QR code on your screen. Go to the website in the link there. That's all in the bulletin. If you download the bulletin, you can click on the link in it. You can go to our Facebook page. That link is there. Also, it's real easy to do. You just tell how many people, in addition to yourself, will be coming for your photo session, and then put your name, first name, last name, and either a phone number or an email at least. You can give us both if you want, but at least one of those, so that we can be able to contact you to remind you about your time slot. So I think that's it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin, and Brother Mike's going to come and lead us in our first hymn. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessings that you've given us. Father, thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you that we have the privilege to come before your throne of grace even tonight. And so we come before you tonight, Lord, wanting to intercede on behalf of others. We want to intercede on behalf of those that are on our prayer list, who are in need, with many physical needs there, many other needs that are represented. Father, we just pray that you will be with those individuals, make your presence known to them, let them know that you are with them. Father, I pray that you'll encourage them to know that we are praying for them. And Father, I pray that you will let them know in their hearts you've not left them nor forsaken them. So we ask your blessings upon each one of those, whatever their need might be, if they've got upcoming surgeries, if they're recovering from surgeries, or maybe they have a long-term situation, Lord. We just pray that you'll wrap your loving arms around them. Be, Lord, with all of those who have been affected by the hurricane still. Lord, we just pray for your continued protection over them. Lord, we pray for the possibility of this new storm that may come in this coming weekend. Lord, we pray that you'll just make that nothing other than just maybe a light rain in areas that maybe need that, not in these areas that have already been inundated. Father, we just pray that you'll provide for the safety of all who are involved with this situation, as well as those who may be involved with the coming situation. Be with all of our disaster relief teams that are out serving and will be out serving all through this coming week. Lord, we thank you for those. chainsaw teams, for the mass feeding units, for so many, Lord, who are out serving and will be in the coming weeks and months. Father, we pray for those linemen. We pray for the people who will be working on the roads, those who are the emergency services that are seeking to rescue people and to get them out of harm's way. Lord, so we just pray for your will to be done, for you to be glorified and honored through those things. And bless our time tonight as we come to worship you. We pray a special blessing on each person that comes to sing tonight, as well as those who will be listening here in person as well as online. May this service be a wonderful blessing for others, and we just pray, Lord, for you to be glorified and honored through that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Be sure to share it online there. It'll be great to get the word out so others could be encouraged by this service too. Brother Mike?
Get my pick, right? Any of them.
Yep.
How about the red one?
Well, welcome, everybody, to tonight's Sunday Sing. And since I like picking on Roger Williams, and most of our songs tonight have a lot of slow pace to them, I'm going to sing a quick one here as a congregational hymn. And just for Roger, Roger wants everybody to stand up when we sing this song. Hymn 514, When We All Get to Heaven. It's Pat. Do something? Okay. All right. For our first ones to sing tonight would be Caitlin Rogers. Caitlin, would you come up here and sing? Or the piano? You got it. Okay. You take your pick. Just grab one of them and hold it.
There's a name above all other names.
Said everybody else wants to be first, so they can sit down. So next we've got Bradley and Carson. They're going to sing one for us.
Well, applause. So
which one are you on, Dave?
Yellow.
Yeah,
what day be? So, Dad wants us. So,
what a day.
What day be? What day?
You ready?
Oh, 1 minute. Dad wants us. So.
Mama says, get up.
Thank you, Carson. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Bradley. And next, Brother Jim has some song or songs that he's going to share with us. Brother Jim.
You know, I think the older you get, the more you think about where you're headed, where you're going. You think about heaven and getting there. And so that's what this song is about. Look for me at Jesus' feet.
If I leave this world of sorrow, sometime before you do, just look for me in heaven. will talk the ages through. But if at first you fail to see me, let me tell you where I'll be. I'll be thanking Christ, my Savior, for saving a wretch like me. But if you should reach that city before my time has come, perhaps you'd like to greet me when my race down here is run. Ebbing sea, and I'll tell you now, dear loved one, just swear to wait for me. Don't look beneath the gate of pearl. Don't look on the streets of gold. Don't look by the walls of jasper, nor among the many signs untold. For I've been longing and I've been waiting for the precious Holy One to see. There I'll be through the count ages. Look for me at Jesus' feet. There I'll be through the countless ages. Look for me at Jesus' feet.
This other song that I'm going to do talks about our hope, about when we were lost and how the Lord found us and healed us, that now we're living in a state of forgiving, and it's because of what mercy did for me. Was hopeless, I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard
my pleas.
'Cause Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave.
You gave me your real love, I thank you, Jesus.
You washed my sins away.
Oh, now that I'm living
like I'm forgiven, you came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
Gave me beauty for my guilty stains. And now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise, 'cause I know that I've been changed.
'Cause Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave.
You gave me your real love, I thank you, Jesus.
You washed my sins away.
Oh, now that I'm living
like I'm forgiven, you came and set me.
Yes, that's what your mercy did for me.
And every morning, mercy will restore me.
I will proclaim.
Your mercy did for me. 'Cause that's what your mercy did for me.
Yeah, that's what your mercy did for me.
Yes, that's what your mercy did for me. What your mercy did for me.
Yes, that's what your mercy did for me.
Aren't you thankful for mercy? Highland, well, it's the trio tonight, so we'll sing some. Thank you, Brother Jim, for sharing that with us. First one we're singing is, did I mention, Reba's doing the lead with this.
David sang the praises of the glory. Save knowing Christ. Little John said he is precious. By leaning on his bosom. So for a moment, may I
I've heard the song, one of the songs you sing, sung by the Booth Brothers, Brother Jim, but he sang it an octave higher than you did. Me either.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. This one's also a Booth Brothers song, and it comes from the aspect of an artist, and the name of it is A Masterpiece of Mercy, and I think when you hear the words, you'll understand the what they're trying to say. Masterpiece of mercy. Was when he made me, he saw the sinner I'd become. Yet he knew he had grace that could save me, his latest work of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent, and marred. Then this artist turned his light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest parts. When all the stains were gone, he started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy, he was ready to display me, to show the world what the cross was for.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the Master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away. The canvas of the artist becomes a homely place for a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home. A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place for a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. The canvas of the artist becomes a holy place for a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace.
And we'll do one more. And if you want to preach, or we can sing a congregational song. But anyway, the next song is, you know, we ended with that one that talked about a miracle of grace. This one is grace will always be greater than sin. So we felt like this was a good one to follow that with. Reba?
One of my favorites.
This truth can be found, a promise to stand on when darkness abounds. Right never loses, and wrong never wins, and grace will always be greater than sin.
Grace will always be greater.
that. Because the older we get, the more we need the crutch.
Who knows?
He's done that before. You want to do another one? That's fine. So you going to do one? Caitlin, come on up and sing one for us. His mama did that one time to us. Okay, Caitlin's going to sing another one for us. VBS song from Breaker Rock. Ah, very good. Very, very good, Caitlin. Thank you all for being here tonight. We've enjoyed hearing all the different songs, and you want me to go ahead and if you have anything you want to bring up or any announcements, now's the time to make it. Otherwise, we're going to close in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunities to gather like this, Lord, to just lift you, your name, and praise you for your power and your glory. Lord, we are nothing without you, and we look forward to spending eternity with you. We've heard a lot of songs tonight about that meeting, and the older we get, definitely we're looking forward to it. I pray that you just forgive us where we fall short, be with us this week, and Lord, may the songs that we've heard tonight kind of hang around and we can't get them out of our head and we sing them all week long. We love you, we praise you, and we ask that you just walk with us. Lord, we'll talk later. In Christ's name, amen.